these symbols and all these numbers and things, they have meaning to us, and we've lost that connection with sacred geometry and with symbolism.
Oh, it's just a science that they've co-opted and turned into something that, you know, can be used nefariously, you know, but it's just knowledge that can be used by anybody. They just don't want the average person to have it. They want to keep it for themselves.
What they've done is they've removed the science and the mathematics from the way the world truly works in the spiritual sense, and instead asked people to trust them that it's about belief, that there isn't something rigid about our universe that we can actually control and influence, provided we know the messages, the structure, and the numbers, and all of these other different aspects of our physical day-to-day lives. These things actually really hold a lot of power. Symbols have a immense effect, not only upon what you see and associate with in terms of the meaning of a symbol, but there is actually a real palpable effect, you know, chemically sort of thing on people, and it has a very, very profound influence on the way that you get your way through the world. And what I've been doing recently, guys, is I've been watching movies, okay? You know, illegally downloaded movies. And been trying to dig this. Imagine if you watched maybe a couple of movies a week, maybe 3-4 movies a week. And for each movie that you're watching, you're analyzing very specifically for any kind of all-seeing eyes or Masonic tiled floors or things of that nature all over the place. Okay? That's what I've been doing for the past couple of months. And I have exactly 118 screenshots of movies full of Masonic symbolism. All kinds of movies. Kids' movies, horror movies, crime, action, sci-fi, everything. It is all loaded with the Illuminati symbolism and the 666 and the number 33 and all of this other sort of stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but didn't Edward Bernays come up with product placement in film and so on and so forth? And now,
yep,
what we have is the product of the alleged Illuminati and subterfugious motherfuckers and Freemasonry the whole way through cinema. Now, it's not just cinema either. It's also throughout all the video games. They use particular phrases, like, for example, have you ever heard in a movie or a video game, order out of chaos, or something to that relation? Of course you have. It's in so many of them.
Some of them are even called that.
yeah. And it's the 33rd degree motto. Every degree of Scottish Rite Freemasonry, mind you, that's the bad one. The rest of Freemasonry, absolutely nothing wrong with it, as far as I can tell, apart from the fact that they keep secrets and so on and so forth, which, you know, doesn't make them exactly transparent, but there's nothing really wrong with that. They don't hurt nobody. But what happens is you get this massive influence subtly in every single aspect of your viewing and gaming pleasure. All these things that you distract yourself with time after time are loaded with all these symbols, just a little bit here or there, so you never get wise to them, and they only appear for a second or two. But they're there nonetheless, and every single thing that comes into your field of vision that you're not consciously aware of, automatically your brain goes back and puts it into the subconscious. Because when you're watching television, when you're watching a computer screen, it takes about 30 seconds, and you switch from the beta waves, which are the logical, analytical, kind of very awake and aware part of the brain, and it switches you over to alpha waves, the other side of the brain, where it's all colors and mesmerization. And so it literally puts you into a trance. They've got the flash rate, I think at about something like 52 flashes per second or whatever, the flicker rate of the actual design of the television sets, up to exactly the right level where your conscious mind cannot fully process the things that you are seeing, and it puts you into a submissive dream state and prepares you to accept subliminal information. This is part of a very, very wide mind control agenda. And what's funny is, it's one of the most obvious ones when you really think about it. Once you get told what to look for, you start seeing it everywhere. The problem is, because you start seeing it everywhere, you start to think that it really means something. It starts to actually have an effect on you. And then you wonder, all of these symbols and all of these things, and this is coming roundabout way to what I was saying before, do they really have an effect on us? If they didn't, would so much attention be paid to put into virtually all of our entertainment these symbols, gestures, and artifacts? Why would they be doing that if there was no effect whatsoever, considering the expense, the amount of involvement? You know what I mean?